Lee Merritt, once an orthopedic and spinal surgeon, and now your professional medical rebel. Tonight we have Sheriff Mack on, and it's very appropriate, I think, because we're at war, and I'm not sure of a simple solution here that doesn't involve having to stand up with tough guys to say we're not going to take this anymore. Because I'm looking at Maui, and I'll say this after the commercial break, but I know something about lasers. I said this on the Alex Jones show the other day, when people are still talking about the electrical grid and all this kind of stuff happening. No, this to me looks like a laser hit, and ergo the blue umbrellas. But that's not just a psyop. That's really the way lasers work. So I think we're at war. And the problem is we have to admit as Americans, the enemy is within us. It's like Pogo said, we've met the enemy and he is us. Unfortunately, we can't just blame the Japanese or the Koreans or somebody external to us. So we have to take it on. So we'll be back in just a minute. Don't forget to use the code REBEL. Go to the Brighteon store. We'll see you in a minute.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Tonight. And, you know, thanks for coming on, Sheriff Mack. I know you're really busy, but this is a good time to talk about this. You know, I started by saying I'm a Navy veteran, and I just can't help but look at this and say this is Pearl Harbor. However, in this case, we don't name the enemy. I personally, the other thing I'll say is that I have this is a crazy business as a spine surgeon, but as I kind of semi-retired, I bought a $360,000 laser to take off tattoos because that is a future job market. And it turns out that I learned a lot about lasers. And one of the things you can see in this, and I saw it with these cars, I saw it with those isolated cars, the blue thing, all this talk about the blue umbrellas, the blue cars. Bottom line is that lasers have certain parameters that they can't, they're not all frequencies, but the standard laser, like one of the standard frequencies that's used a lot is a 1064 laser, and it'll heat all sorts of colors, except it doesn't get blue very well. So when I saw that and I saw the way it had hit in kind of a round zone, I mean, that to me says, I mean, I figured it was a directed energy weapon, but when I saw the blue stuff, then I said, okay, I've seen this before. I see this in the office all the time. So I think we're being attacked, and I don't see us. I mean, they're hiding everything, as you probably know. I mean, they're hiding all the evidence. They're putting it behind dust screens and nobody can get in. And we hear all these rumors, but we can't just, I'm afraid if we just let this go, it's going to come to Kansas, it's going to come to Nebraska, it's going to be in, you know, Ohio, everywhere, whenever they want land. So our constitutional sheriff is, to me, the answer. What say you?
Well, I say the constitutional sheriff is the answer for any corruption and abuse going on in our country. I don't care what kind of, right. I don't care if it's the bullying and illegal activity of the IRS, the FBI, the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, the on and on and on. These federal agents have become powers unto themselves. They're arresting people right and left who are not criminals. One group that they're really going after, USDA and FDA, are Amish farmers. Yeah. And I got news for these federal agencies. Your regulations and your policies do not supersede the Amish farmer's right to the pursuit of happiness and his ownership and control of his own property. But the right. federal government has usurped and assumed the authority to run and manage and monitor every farm in this entire country.
Right.
I cannot believe that this federal government thinks it's in charge of telling us whether or not we can have a gas stove, a gas-driven vehicle, and that we have to vaccinate and wear a mask anytime they say. So this is way out of control. And what you are saying is absolutely correct. And I'm not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, but he called this one right. America will never be destroyed by an outside enemy. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's where we're at right now. And so the answer has to be, and the solution has to be, from within. And there's 3,086 sheriffs in America. If we had just a third, if we had 1,000 sheriffs standing and defending their counties, defending their people, and defending civil rights and our Constitution, we wouldn't be talking about all these problems that keep coming from the enemy within.
Right. Well, and now the enemy is not just a government agency. It's actually a military attack on us. That's, I guess, my next step is that this is a real tough one because those Amish farmers, and I think it's interesting, by the way, so my talk at Red Pill is it was time to name the enemy. And I basically, through a combination of various things, I mean, it's more like a homicide investigation than like a scientific investigation, but through DNA tracing, through histories and archaeology and a lot of different things, I started calling these guys the Babylonian Mafia because we can trace the enemy through bloodlines. These are ancient bloodlines that go back to Babylon. And I personally think we are infiltrated. It's not normal. Normal people don't mass murder other people. So we are being infiltrated by a group of people that have no trouble mass murdering us. And those are, it's interesting. They come from the same bloodline and an area of the world as the Amish, but the Amish eschewed technology. And I'm wondering just to myself, if they knew something from their great, 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 great grandparents, you know, oral history, that someday technology was going to be the enemy that was going to be used against us. And so that's why they don't even have light bulbs. But unfortunately, when you're zapping people from the sky with these ABL airplanes, probably that we have in the Air Force arsenal, 60 miles away, 1 second blast, boom, done. They can't hide from that either. So they could hide from the vaccines. They can hide from a lot of things, but they're going to be in trouble with this too. And they're finding that out with the USDA. But
well, we know for sure. And I've been to the training, and I was at training 5 years ago from international acclaimed intel agents. And I went to this training in Phoenix, and they showed and have evidence and proof that tens of thousands of international terrorists from the Middle East infiltrate America through the southern border.
That's the other thing.
Go 8,000 miles from the Middle East over to Mexico and then cooperate with the cartels to gain access into America. And these enemies of America and these enemies of liberty and the American people have infiltrated. They have homes here, they have shops, they have businesses, and they have subterfuge to destroy America. The cartels, likewise, are doing human trafficking, sexual exploitation of children, and we don't have an administration that will go after any of those. And as a matter of fact, they're facilitating these crimes because they refuse to protect the borders. And obviously, the Democrats want all these Latin American voters here so that they can monopolize the political power in America. And it's absolutely treason. There's no question about it. They claim they can't enforce the laws that are on the books because they're broken. You know, first you need to try to enforce the laws on the books. What's happening at the border is illegal, and they know it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was talking to Scott Kesterson the other day, and we were talking about a universal ID. And I don't want to have, I don't think we need 10 different IDs, and I don't think we, but having a passport, I don't have a problem with. If you just enforced the passport, I was there. In fact, I didn't know that, you're up in Phoenix. I was in Yuma, Arizona for 25 years. And I was there when we had the first wave I'd see of the border crisis. And overnight, this was under George Bush Jr., and I don't always say a lot of good things about him, but I give him credit for this one, because overnight, he just told the Border Patrol, do that. Okay, what do you need? Yep, do it. And it was over. And the reason I know that is because every night I was taking care of these horrible ankle. Every night I was on call, I would take care of these horrible injuries, ankle fractures, open, nasty fractures from falling over the wall, essentially, and into sand and dirt. And it was a nightmare. And we took care of them all for free. And nobody got paid for this. This was Mexicans and deep people in South America that had come forward and fall over this. And when he did that, it went away all overnight. It stopped. So I have actual data to show that you can shut the border. It's lack of will for these guys. But now we've got, got pictures of private medical or private military corporations like the PMCs from Chile or Peru, wherever that is. There's a big PMC down there, and they've got people coming over too. So this is militarized men coming over. This isn't subtle anymore.
No question. Just about every country in Latin America have their people coming here. And what I suggest, in fact, ironically, or maybe coincidentally, my Bachelor of Arts degree was in Latin American studies. And so I'm very familiar with the problem there. And I'm all in favor of building a wall, but that's not going to stop it. I'm all in favor of putting military down at the border. That's not going to stop it either entirely. But if we're going to address the problem at its zenith and at its beginning, then we've got to talk to these Latin American countries that we give foreign aid to. I think there's maybe one or two out of the 23 countries in Latin America that the United States doesn't give just free money to, with no strings attached. And here we are spending all this money to supposedly have some friendship fees going on, and none of these countries cooperate with us in trying to solve the problem at the border. And so why aren't we discussing this with Mexico, President of Mexico, and all the other Latin American dictators or presidents, whatever you want to call them, and have a discussion with Argentina and Brazil and Peru and Chile and Paraguay and Uruguay, and let's talk to them. Say, if you would help us, we will continue to give you foreign aid. If you don't, we're cutting it off. And see how quick they act then. But right. why are we giving free money to them?
I could see in another world, in another time, that would work, but we don't have any federal government that's going to do that. So we are left on our own at the county level,
true,
is what I'm saying. So then what do we do
maybe
when something
states,
like Maui happens?
Maybe the states could start doing it. States are now addressing this problem. Maybe they could.
I think our governors have been corrupted as well. I honestly think they've been, you know, this mafia, seriously.
Are you kidding? You know, of course they are. Especially, what we have in there now.
So the governors are not going to take it. Yeah, but see, even the governors people think are good. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, my state in Iowa, I mean, my governor who claims to be pro-life just turned right around and put a Planned Parenthood toady in charge of the medical board of Iowa. I'm just saying, why would you do that?
And why do the Republicans? Why did the Republicans vote to continue to fund Planned Parenthood by our tax dollars?
Well, we just had senators vote against the Second Amendment rights. So again, what I see happening all over the country at the governor level is they put people in that look good, that sound good. They really talk the words of liberty, but it doesn't matter because they put people under them that are undermining our constitutional liberties at every chance. And it's it's just the magician.
Like you and I were talking, you want to stop gun control? Have a sheriff with his posse ready to stop gun control at the door of his county. And I've seen sheriffs do this. Yes. And if there's one issue that the sheriffs are united on, it's the issue of gun control. And I have written a book about gun control, actually two. And I will tell you right now, flat out, gun control in the United States of America is against the law. And most sheriffs know that. And it's time that the sheriffs take hold of their county, enforce the law and enforce the Constitution and keep their oaths of office to protect Americans that live in their county.
And yet, I'm just going to name names here. In Pottawatomie County, Iowa, the ATF just came in and shut down a big gun store that had been there for decades on a typo. Yeah. I'm not necessarily a typo, but one of these clerical error zero tolerance problems. Yep. So, and even if it wasn't quite that, these guys weren't running drugs, the sheriff should have kicked them out.
Yeah, well, he should have kicked them out. He should have not allowed the BATF to come in to do that.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need it quick because if we don't do this quickly, that's what I'm telling you. If people are not watching, the reason we need to do it now is look at Maui. They're now desperate and they're employing really bad weapons against the American people. This, you know, people can kind of sit in their house in Idaho and think that the problem on the southern border is not going to get to them. But that can get to you everywhere. And in an instant, you can be just vaporized, you and your children. And if we don't take it back now, we are not going to get anything left to take back. This has been going on. This Zorching has been going on in California. It's been going on in Canada. And I can't remember her name, but she's from stopthecrime.net. And she says she's a real estate person. She says she's had pictures of where the cars and everything, the houses are all burned and the trees are standing all around. It's not a forest fire. This is a purposeful attack with a directed energy weapon, which I think is a laser weapon. But
well, let me make sure that your viewers, and I'm sure there are plenty of them. I know Brighteon TV is doing very well, but you know, I sued the federal government and won a decision, a major landmark decision at the United States Supreme Court. This little booklet that every American should have. I don't know why every American isn't getting these and keeping them in their pockets and their cars. But listen to this. I want people to understand. These are not my opinions that I've expressed about the sheriff here today or that I've done for 20 years. I want everybody to understand this came from the United States Supreme Court, Justice Scalia writing for the majority. And he quotes the Federalist Papers. Dr. Merritt, when was the last time you saw a Supreme Court decision that actually quoted the Founding Fathers and some of the Federalist Papers? And so Justice Scalia says this, hence a double security arises to the rights of the people. Now get this part. The different governments will control each other. Now, aren't the sheriffs in charge of different governments? And isn't that the whole check and balance system that the state and local governments will do what Madison said, and that is erect the barriers against the encroachments of the federal government? And this is all peaceful and lawful and constitutional. And it's our job to make sure that government is not being abusive or oppressive or unconstitutional or destroying rights and destroying businesses and destroying land. And if we could get sheriffs joining with their posses and erecting these barriers, we could take back America one county at a time.
Absolutely.
One good constitutional sheriff at a time. And this is a peaceful and effective process that we have proof at the CSPOA that is already working. We need to make it bigger, better, and faster. And we need your donations. We need you to join our posse at CSPOA.org. And we need you to get this so you can see the proof that this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, Willie, are the sheriffs, one of the things they do, because we're dealing with people that are legaled up, they've got all the lawyers in the world, and they know how to make confusion and to use the Babylonian law in their favor. And so one of the things that comes up is, well, we have to have martial law because there's a new pandemic that's broken out, and we have to secure the safety of the people. Okay. And there are people that are going to fall for that. So just like the people that believe in the Second Amendment sometimes fall for the idea, well, we can't let crazy people have guns. Well, it doesn't say in the Constitution you have a mental health test before you get your right to carry arms. And if you do that, you're going to be in the Soviet Union again. So what do we think about that?
The politicians in Washington, D.C. get to have guns, and I don't know anybody crazier than them.
Right. Or sicker. So there you go. Yeah. Well, the reason this whole pandemic thing, that is exactly what the WHO and UN, which is the WHO is part of, that's what they plan. Right. That's the backdoor of tyranny that they're working on, is to come over to be able to enter any country based on a pandemic that they define. Could be a pandemic of mental health, and the Americans' mental health problem might be their just love of firearms. And they can walk in then without being invited, and they can come in and take over, literally physically control the area in the name of safety. So we need to be aware
of a lot of things in the name of safety and the federal government trying to take care of us. And Scalia actually does a quote about that too. He said, the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Folks, that's right out of this decision. This is a highlighted version. The Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. And a few sentences later, and from the crisis of the day, a crisis of the day that they have created, and then they come to us and scare us all. If you don't get vaxxed right now, if you don't do what we tell you, you're gonna die of COVID-19. And and none of these vaccinations stopped a single soul from getting the flu. And this is kind of like one flu over the cuckoo's nest all over again. And we must have sheriffs that recognize this, and we must have sheriffs that stand for their oath of office and for the American dream and for our Constitution. And without that, I'm afraid America is doomed. We've got to act now. We've got to come together. All the freedom groups have got to come together and focus on a solution. So
and the solution's got to be at the county level. And that is the sheriff. But for too long, we have not been paying attention to that. It's like people weren't paying attention to school boards, where they thought, oh, that's kind of small change. I'll worry about who I'm voting for president. That turns out to be the most meaningless vote. And what's really important is voting for your sheriff and voting for your school board. Yeah, who knew? But, well, that's, and so when we come back, maybe we can talk a little bit more about the practical aspects of how we help get constitutional sheriffs in play in all our counties, because that's really important. And also how they then are educated to stand up against some of these subtle things. I mean, I get them standing up for the Second Amendment, but you know, how do they, are they going to roll over when some doctor says, well, it's, but this is a public health problem. You know, they even tried to make guns a public health problem, even though clearly the actual numbers show that you're safer in a county that has concealed carry. So anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Sheriff Mack. More of this, and go to the Brighton store. Please use the code REBEL if you want to support the show, and we'll see you in a minute.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
I'm back here with Sheriff Mack, and we're talking about, you know, taking our country back county by county with constitutional sheriffs. And the question is the practical aspect. So, Sheriff Mack, so how do we, are sheriffs going to be ready? I'm concerned that we're going to have foreign troops in the form of like UN or at least medical personnel show up. And we actually had this happen where they quarantined an area for the sake of a pandemic. So,
city already has Communist China Police Department in downtown, yes, New York.
Omaha, I believe, Nebraska, there's a couple, well,
and I believe there's a couple in California. And when anybody asks why we need that, they say the Chinese are here to fight mafia, Asian mafia.
In Omaha, Nebraska. Right, because we have one of those. Well, in Omaha. Yeah. Really, we have Asian mafia in Omaha, Nebraska.
First question is, who invited them here? And secondly, by what authority are they here? And what authority do they have to arrest American citizens? And are they certified peace officers of that state? I'm not buying any of that. And the subterfuge behind it is very stark and obvious. And so the first question is, how do we get more constitutional sheriffs in America to wake up and start doing their job? And first, as I told you off the air, there are three states that do not have sheriffs. And now there are more counties like LA County right now, because the sheriff there has taken a strong stand against mandates and shutdowns and masks and vaccinations, is that the Board of Supervisors in LA County are now asking for a citizen voter referendum that allows the board to fire the sheriff anytime they want. If the sheriff doesn't do what we say, then we need the authority to fire the sheriff and pick a new one. Well, that's exactly the reason why we have the people electing the sheriff.
We elect you. They can't do that.
Not the politicians. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's happening nationwide.
I know that Hawaii is one of the states that doesn't have a sheriff, which is the problem over there. You just told me that. What are the other two states?
Alaska and Hawaii, when they came into the union in 1959, never established the office of sheriff. And I'm wondering why
happen. Yeah.
And then there's another one. Probably this, I hate to tell this to my good friends in Connecticut, one of the stupidest things ever in any government was Connecticut voted the office of sheriff out of the state. And they got rid of the office of sheriff. No. And so what they did is the eight sheriffs that were there at the time, elected by four and of the people, were offered some big highfalutin state marshal job that paid them quite a bit more than the sheriff position did. And they all said, yeah, heck, we'll leave gladly. So it was a big payoff, and it was a big political move. And now all they have basically in Connecticut is the police state or the state police. One way or the other, it's the same.
Isn't there a constitutional, I guess I'm going to have to look that up. I thought that there was a requirement of having a sheriff elected constitutionally.
Yeah, and I think they either changed their constitution, which I think is what happened, or they simply changed the state charter that allowed for the office of sheriff to exist. They've done this, they've tried to do the same in about four other eastern states, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Delaware, to remove the power of the sheriff. But I will tell you, 45, 46 states, 90% of the states still elect the sheriffs by four and of the people. The people are in charge. And therein lies the power of the sheriff, because he reports directly to the power source. Everybody needs to understand, the sheriff has no other boss or supervisor except for we the people within his county. And that's why he's so powerful.
What do you think of this argument that there's people saying these legal, I mean, obviously I've been through this in medicine and I know that this is what's happening. It's just a bunch of disinformation on their side, but there's a whole legal group saying, oh, constitutional sheriffs are violating the constitution they claim to uphold, that the only thing it could be would be, you know, that they, what do you say to that? You know, that they say, well, maybe with the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, I guarantee you those people have never read my Supreme Court case. They don't know and understand the principle of federalism, the powers between the states and the federal government. Listen to this. It is incontestable that the Constitution established a system of dual sovereignty. Residual state sovereignty was also implicit, of course, in the Constitution's conferral upon Congress of not all governmental powers. And so here again, we have the entire system of federalism explained in this Supreme Court decision, that the federal government cannot tell the states what to do. On page 5 here says, we held in New York, that's New York v. U.S. of 1992, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. Boy, that is a powerful statement.
Yeah.
If we're not subject to federal direction, and then later in the order of the court, Scalia makes it clear, it's not just the state legislature, it's the state officers and those of their political subdivisions. What are the political subdivisions of the states? The cities, the school boards, the counties, obviously the sheriff.
Sheriffs.
And so we are autonomous. We are sovereign, and we must act accordingly and respond when Jefferson warned us, when all government shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. So now I ask the question to every sheriff and every citizen and every posse member, to whom can we turn when government becomes venal and oppressive and communistic? And that person is the sheriff. He is our ultimate protector. He is the keeper of the peace. And all you have to do is look through history and say that and see that that is true. And in my decision, Scalia calls us the Cleos, right there it is, the Cleos. And the CLEO means Chief Law Enforcement Officer. That is not the FBI. It is not right. any federal agent or state bureaucrat. It is your sheriff.
Right. So that you're the last line of defense against the federal government forgetting the 10th Amendment, forgetting our state's
first
rights,
and
forgetting
last. Our sovereignty. And yes, and the reason it's a peaceful process, Dr. Merritt, the reason it's such a peaceful process is because the sheriff isn't threatening and he's not getting an army together. He simply puts himself in the gap. It's a doctrine of interposition. He stands in the way and he says, you know what? As long as I'm sheriff, FBI, BATF, you're not going to do those crimes in my county again. And then the ideal way is to put them on notice, put federal and state agents on notice. You're not going to come in my county and violate the rights of our citizens. Civil rights will be respected and defended in this county. And if you need anything, please check with me.
Right. So what does the average citizen now need to know about making this a deal? Just out of curiosity, and do you have the numbers? How many constitutional sheriffs do we have out of those 3,068 counties or whatever, 3,000 some counties?
It's not even close. Now, during the past 11, 12 years, we've trained over 1,000 sheriffs, but over half of them aren't even in office anymore. And some of them are falling away. We haven't had the funding to keep at what I do full time. I just came from Tennessee training sheriffs and constables and detectives and county commissioners there. I go on September 9th, I'll be in North Carolina. In October, we're doing a 10-city tour all across the state. My wife and I will be zigzagging all over Minnesota, trying to get sheriffs trained. We're working right now with sheriffs in South Dakota and Iowa. I talked to both of them this morning, and we just don't have enough, and we don't have enough okay. money to keep us going. And so every one of you can be a member of our posse. It's not the sheriffs that keep us funded. It's you, it's us, it's we the people. Join okay. the CSPOA posse. That's where we get our funding. It's $11 a month, for heaven's sakes. If you can make another donation, please do. But because we're spending full time on this because we really see that this is the solution. Folks, if you don't see that yet, that way makes me wonder where we are in this country. Where are we in the freedom movement? That we're not all becoming part of the only peaceful, effective solution we have. Doesn't that resonate with anybody?
Yeah.
Please call me and argue with me that there's another better solution. And I'll join it today. And I promise, I give you my word, I will join that cause. And I'm not demeaning any other group. I believe in what Dr. Merritt's doing. I believe in what Dr. Gold's doing. I believe in Gun Owners of America and Mike Adams and the good information that's getting out there. But we need to join the solution now. We need to focus on the yeah. solution.
Here
is
we all, and yeah, we all,
there's
we
not
all
nearly
say
enough.
It's got to be at the county level, and you are the ultimate point of contact and the point of order in the county. So it has to be.
If any of you think
there.
You can do this without your sheriff, I got to see that because mm-hmm. it's, and the other side of that coin, Dr. Merritt, as you've pointed out, there's no solution in Washington, D.C.
It's the anti-solution. In fact,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
the enemy. Unfortunately,
that's
like I said with Pogo, we've
right.
met the enemy and he is us. He is our nation's capital, if it still
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
yeah. No, they've been completely. In fact, there's got to be a plan when your country is subverted. And that's kind of what we have. And this is where it really is important. And I don't think, I got to say, in my lifetime, I have seen this all turn around. I don't think my grandfather, that generation, they never would have put up with any of this. And they didn't yeah. have to, number one, because nobody yeah. thought there would ever come a day where people would be taking your income like this and where people would be saying you couldn't right. have a weapon and where people would be murdered in hospitals well, because they didn't have a choice.
If you look at the times when America really fell and fell fast, the first one was the Depression and the New Deal by
FDR.
Franklin Roosevelt. FDR. That really increased it exponentially. And then next one came with the Bushes, both President Bushes, you know, because Republicans were changing into rhinos. That pushed it along. Bill Clinton pushed it along. And then Obama really pushed it along. And then during the last 3 years, Biden and COVID-19 mandates and the destruction of our Constitution and the imposition of communism in our country, and the idea that government is here to protect you from your own stupidity, or government is here to protect you at all. We are in charge of your health. You will take the health procedures that we order you to do. And Biden has said that. He has said that in no uncertain terms, that we are losing our patience with you and you better go get vaccinated. And here a guy can't even walk around the White House and know where he's at. And he's supposed to be in charge of our nuclear weaponry. Oh, I know. And so it's really embarrassing what we have going on in the White House. Every day he does something complete according to the dementia that has taken over his life.
Yeah, I hope it's a show because it can't. It's just too depressing that he might be real. Go ahead, Sorcerer.
It is. Well, the other one with this is that he literally is in charge of pushing the button for nuclear war, and we have about 17,000 nuclear warheads in the world, most of them in the United States. And he's in charge of pushing that button. And luckily, I guess maybe his staff is the ones that would keep him from doing it. But if you ask me, the biggest liar in America is Dr. Jill Biden. And she knows that her husband is not physically capable of being president. And yet she parades around with this charade and trying to lie to the American people that he's capable of being president. And he is living proof, as is Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein, why we should have very strict term limits in Washington, D.C., not just for the president, but for all of them.
Yeah. It's really the senior citizen demented club up there. And you know, and that's the best we can say about them. You know, honestly, see, my problem, and this is, why I'll say, and I've been saying this for quite a while, this is, again, why we get back to the constitutional sheriff, because above the level, in my opinion, it's not just the federal government. It's at the level of the attorney general and above. And I'm not condemning all attorney generals, although, you know, but that's where this thing really starts, I think, is above that level, there's an umbrella of control. And it's a matter of if you're part of the Babylonian satanic cabal, then you're happy doing all the bad stuff. If not, they try and blackmail you. If they can't bribe you, then they extort you by getting you caught with some picture of an underage child in your room at night. And if they can't get that passed, then they threaten your family. So everybody up there, I think, is under control one way or another. And that's why 95% of the time, the so-called conservatives, they vote the way we expect them to. But 5% of the time, they do a crazy Ivan and they do something so bizarre. They vote the other way, just like my two senators voting against the Second Amendment bill. So again, the wrong way on the Second Amendment thing. So I will say that we always give them a pass. We give our elected officials at the government, the governor and the federal level a pass because we say, oh, but look at that 95% of what we're doing here. But it's that 5% that's bricking the road. They're like little bricks that they put in this road all the way to totalitarianism. And it's going to be a high-tech totalitarian control. And they've been playing this game for millennia. So they don't care about 50 or 100 or 300 years. And we're not paying attention. We just give them a pass. But it's not the 95% of the vote that counts. It's that 5%.
Well, along that line, let me ask you a question.
You guys can take that down.
Who's really in charge of the Republican Party? The rhinos? Or the constitutional conservatives?
Right, that's a good question. And I will tell you this, I gave in my red pill when I gave my talk, I showed some symbolism because as Manly P. Hall said that when humanity learns to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from their eyes. So when you start looking at symbolism, you find that the five-pointed star that we associate as the stars of the states in our United States flag, they are traditionally 1 point up and 2 points down. But when, and they've been that, they were that way into the GOP elephant right up until the time of George Bush Jr. being elected. And then they turned to the Baphomet star, the satanic star with the 2 points up and 1 point down. And they've stayed that way until Trump. Now, I looked at Trump. When Trump was running for president, his campaign things that he passed out all had the correct star, not the demonic star, but the star, the 1 point up, 2 points down. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, went around with a flag. I don't know where she got this made. And it was literally the Baphomet star, the 1 point down, 2 points up. Huge American flag with that. I thought, I've never seen one before or since. But my point is that during Trump's administration, the stars turned upright on the GOP symbol, except for the Central Committee. Now, I don't know if they're upright or down now. I haven't looked at it recently, but that's what I observed happening at the time. So I don't know about the Central Committee. And my, you know, the problem is, Sheriff, is this is what I think. I think, you know, we are those of us on the right side of this, that we believe we're children of God and we believe in the common law, the laws of God, which is enshrined in our Constitution. Amen. We don't need an organization to do our thing. You know, I go out and hang out my clothes on my clothesline and I live my life and I don't need that organization, but you do need an organization to control people. So while the good people are just living their life, unfortunately, the bad guys are organizing. And that's why they have that symbol and they all do the hand symbol and have of the Illuminati pyramid. It's a pyramid of hierarchy, compartmentalization, and secrecy and control. And that's what we have to fight. And you guys are, I think what we need to start doing, as you said, we all should come together. The way we can do this, now that you're saying this, is those of us in the freedom movement that are talking out a lot of speeches and go places, the first thing we should say is, if you want to do something locally, because everybody says, what can we do? Locally, the first thing to do is take control of your sheriff's department. Get your sheriff to be constitutional. Get the guy
go
in
talk
there
to your sheriff.
Really going to do it.
Go yep. talk to your sheriff. Tell him you want to work with him. Tell him you want to volunteer. Get him to have our training. You can't do this in ignorance. He's got to know what his job is. He's got to know the Constitution. He's got to know his role in preserving our constitutional republic. And with that, we have people doing that all the time. It can be done. It must be done. And this is the way we save America. Don't ask me to vet your sheriff. You go vet your sheriff and let me know how it goes.
No, but then when they need you, when they need somebody to come in and get this guy right or to try,
absolutely.
Or he's willing to do it, what's the next step they take? And I'll tell you my step. I'm going to take this video. I'm going to, when they process it, they do a great job here at Brighton, and I'll be able to text it out to the world and say, you guys want to do something at your county level? Start here. So that's my goal to you. But what's the next step they do?
Start with your sheriff and don't be afraid to take a plate of homemade cookies. Okay. Break the ice. But do not stop there. If you need any advice, call me, email me. I'll be happy to talk to you about it and talk you through it. But you need to start it. Go talk to your sheriff. Ask him if he's a constitutional sheriff, and then ask him what that means. You'll be able to tell by the time you finish in 20 minutes what he needs.
And then you have your site, which again is CP.
CSPOA.
CSPOA, and that's .org, right?
Yeah, it's showing there.
.org.
Hannah already
so
has it for us.
And could the cities or counties get together and fund your group to come out then to
absolutely.
Hold a meeting? That's what we need to do.
Citizens can. The counties and cities working together, the county working together. Doesn't matter who funds it. Sometimes I go on my own and just do it, you know. But
we need gun stores
to
stand up with us. Yeah, we need gun stores to stand up with us and fund this. Okay, we're on it. That's the next thing. Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack. Yep. Everybody get in touch. Let's take this on. See you next week. Thank you.